Religion cannot do what the Lord has done to me. You may forget what people will do for you, but you'll never forget what people do to you. I'm glad in 1981 the Lord changed my life. I'm not perfect in the flesh, but I stand perfect in the righteousness of Christ for all that He's done for me on an old rugged cross. The day I believed, it was accounted unto me for righteousness. Now, I sure am glad I'm not getting there on my works, but I'm getting there by the grace of God. If you have a Bible with you this morning, turn with us to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. If you would stand, as our custom here is, to honor the reading of the Word of God found in 1 Samuel 17. If you're glad you come to church today, say amen. I want to say I appreciate it and honor Brother Kelly and these men come minister to us by song this morning. The Bible said, now the Philistines had gathered together their armies to battle. Notice that. It is a battle. They were gathered together at Shaka, which belonged to Judah, pitched between Shaka and Azekah. In verse 2, and Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah. Underline that word valley. They set the battle, there's the word again, in array against the Philistines. I want to say the battle's been set a long time. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side. And watch this, Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Verse 4, there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. You'll notice in verse 16, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and watch your Bible, presented himself 40 days. The Bible said in verse 39, David girded his sword upon his armor and essayed to go, for he had not proved it. David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. I want to say, I'm not going into battle with the things that don't fit me. I just want to, you can be seated this morning, I just want to be myself and use the things that God has proved in my life that I may defeat the giants in this day and this hour. They tried to put Saul's armor upon David, and David said, I can't go with these because they're not proven. I want to tell you, I hold a Bible in my hand today that is proven and stands the test of time. I love old-time religion. There's a lot of boys that went to beating the contemporary drum, and if that's your flavor, that's fine, but it's not my flavor for me and mine. Amen. We're going to stay old-fashioned and serve the Lord with the things that's got it done in the days of old. And David said, first of all, Saul's armor is too big for me. I think the problem with a lot of people trying to serve God today that they've not stayed little. I want to say when God goes to blessing you, we must remember where our bread is buttered. If it was not for the God of heaven, we'd be in hell this morning if He had not sent His Son to go to an old rugged cross. A lot of folks trying to put on things that don't fit. And I can tell you, what fits this morning is the things that God has left for His children. I want to preach this morning out of 1 Samuel 17 out of this verse. The Bible said in verse 4, there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. I won't preach this morning on battling our giant. Battling our giants. You know, it doesn't take you long to realize that once you become a child of God, it is a battlefield. I wish my flesh was saved. I wish my mind above all things were saved. But I'm glad that my soul is saved this morning. And just because you love God and you serve Him and you're faithful to your church does not mean that you are immune to the giants in this day, in this hour. Matter of fact, if you're going to live for God, you're going to face some giants in your life. You say, well, Brother Ken, this is Old Testament, 1 Samuel 17. Way before Christ came, the giants were in the land in those days. I want to say if there's ever been giants in the land, it is in this day and in this hour. Matter of fact, your children are facing giants that my generation never did have to face. Now, first of all, you'll notice there's the validity of this giant. We notice in verse number 4, we see his existence. The Bible said there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath. You'll notice his existence. Now, I want to say giants are very much alive. Giants have a name. This giant's name was Goliath. I wonder what your giant's name is this morning. You say, well, Brother Ken, how do I know it's a giant? I want to say, first of all, you'll know it's a giant when you figure out that he's bigger than you are. There are some things in my life that I battle every day that is bigger than I am, and they become giants in my life. You say, Brother Ken, I don't have any giants, then you're not in the battle. If you're going to live for right in this day and this hour, when it seems that the liberal crowd is trying to overtake everything and everybody, but I want to report in to you this morning, there's still a handful of people this side of heaven that's believing in the God Almighty, and the Bible's still right, and the people of God is still right in this day and this hour. Now, you'll notice the validity of our giant. We see his existence. Now, giants are very much alive. What is the name of your giant? First of all, it could be the giant of addiction. There are so many addictions in life that this giant named addiction, he'll come and he'll visit you. And I want to say, Mom and Daddy, to your young people, if you'll never smoke one joint of pot, you'll never get addicted to pot. If you'll never take one drink of alcohol, you'll never get addicted to the giant of alcohol. I want to say that addictions are real, and there's things in my life that haunt me every day of my life because I opened the door years ago. And honey, I found out if you give the devil an inch, he'll want to take a mile. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? Young children, you better watch where you go. You better watch what you do, because just because you get saved don't mean them giants won't holler in your life every day of your life. I fight my flesh and the battle every day of my life. No, I don't have problems of things that I used to. But I can tell you one thing. This mind will hit rewind when I'm having a bad day. It'll say, go on down there and see the bootlegger. Go on down there and buy you a bag of weed and smoke your troubles away. But I come to tell you this morning, some of you may not understand why I'm preaching, but I'm telling you there's a real giant that lives in our mind. And I'm going to tell you, that's not the narrow way, it's the broad way. And it leads to destruction. And dear God, help us when we have a bad day to fall in the altar and call upon a God that can help us through life's turmoils. You'll notice in Carrollton, Georgia, the liquor stores are bigger than the restaurants. And honey, let me tell you, there's no peace, there's no hope in a bottle. There's no peace or hope in a bag. That world will get out of you, all it can get out of you and throw you back. But Jesus will take you this morning. He'll put the Holy Ghost in you. I'm glad He said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And when that giant calls at me, I'll say, dear God, attack my giant. The giant of addictions. You know, one thing about it, I've noticed when you play with sin, it won't be long, it'll be playing you. I'm not a phony baloney preacher. I come up the hard way. I got to running with the wrong crowd, doing what they was doing. And honey, just because I'm saved don't mean that I'm not tempted to the things of this world. Now, I would be phony baloney to tell you that there's not giants walking all around this country, and you better keep your children from these giants because they want your babies this morning. I'll never forget the first tobacco I ever used. I wished I'd never smoked one, wished I'd never chewed one. Oh, don't look down, you preacher, just being honest at you today. I know none of y'all got no problems with addictions, but honey, there's great giants in our land with addictions. And I come to tell you this morning, you watch your children. Don't let them run with everything and everybody. You keep a close eye on. I don't care how much they scream and knock and say, why won't you do that? You ought to say, because I love you. That's why you're staying home tonight and you ain't running with that dope smoking crowd. Somebody say amen. A boy come in, he got weed printed on his shirt. He ain't taking my daughter or granddaughter nowhere. You say, you mean your granddaughter? That's exactly right. I got tough son-in-laws, but I can get tougher when it comes to grandbabies. Amen. I'm telling you, it's about time God's people stood up and realized we're no match for a giant within our flesh. Giants of addictions. Giants, not only of addictions, but I want to say there's giants of afflictions. I wish that nice people was everywhere. I wish all nice people went to church, but they don't. You ever notice this? The folks that you've done the most for is them that always bellyache the most. Y'all look like you need some preaching back here this morning. I'll bring you some preaching back up where you live at. Ain't it amazing the folks that you've tried to do the most for in your life will talk about you the most? But you know what? Just keep on loving Jesus. And oh my, those attacks come to all of us. Yeah, folks has got slap dab crazy. They killing and thugging through Atlanta. I wish they'd build a bridge plumb over Atlanta. When I go into North Carolina, I ain't even got to go in the city limits of Atlanta. You need a Gatling gun to go to a convenience store in Atlanta. And it's getting about that bad in Bowden, Georgia. Ain't it a sad day in America when they come by and they unload their guns at a kid's blow-up slide and kill young'uns? Folks, if y'all don't think that you don't need church in this day and this hour and a preacher that will preach to you right out of the Word of God, you're highly confused this morning. If there's ever been a time that you need to gather your babies around and realize that this is the last days and we must get together. You hear me and you hear me well. There's nobody in this church perfect. There's nobody here above fallen. But what we got to commit ourselves to, just what Brother Kelly said, it's hard to keep a band together. It's hard to keep a family together. And it's double hard to keep a church together. But we must purpose in our heart. We're going to love one another and exalt our Savior and do everything we can for the cause of Christ in this last day. Giants of addictions, giants of attacks. You ever been attacked just minding your own business? Just standing in line at the Taco Bell. Somebody break in line in front of you and look at you like you're crazy. That's when I need to go get in the car and go in the drive-thru. Amen. Me and my wife was leaving the Carolinas the other night. We pulled in at Taco Bell. It come up. I'll preach on it. We pulled in about 20 minutes till 10. We got out of there at 10:30. I wish they'd hire some help that knows how to build a taco. Somebody say amen. My goodness, I'm telling you, these giants of life, they're giants of addictions. There are giants of attacks. You will be attacked. And I want to say there are giants, no doubt, of anger. So many times within us we're doing pretty good if somebody says something that we don't like. Then our anger goes off. And isn't it amazing that we say the most hurtful things to those that we love the most? The giant of anger. Are you fighting the giant of anger this morning? And then I want to say the giant of adjustments. This is where I really struggle in my life. All of those I've covered, I'll be honest with you, they all cross my mind, but I deal with nothing as hard as what I'm fixing to preach on this morning. It's the giant of adjustments. It's not fun getting old. A lot of you say, well, what's wrong with our preacher this month? He's wore out. And adjustments come in life, and we must realize they will attack us in such a way and try to defeat us in such manners. But I've noticed this, life is full of adjustments. I worked for a man in my young 20s. I stayed with him 25 years nearly. He told me one day, Brother Joe, he said, preacher, something you're going to have to learn. Life is going to change on you. And when adjustments come, you must learn to deal with adjustments. Many of us this morning in our families, we're not immune to cancer. We're not immune to sickness. We're not immune to heartache and troubles. And adjustments come. And those giants of adjustments, they're hard to beat. I want to say there is the existence of giants, the validity of Him. They are in existence. Then, not only the giant of addictions and adjustments and attacks, but the giants of allurements. I'll be honest with you. I try to walk with God every day of my life. This is just not something I do on Sunday. I'm talking about a lifestyle. Every dealing I do, I try to do it right. When I make a decision for my family, I try to say, Lord, what's the right decision that I need? But I don't know about y'all, but sometimes the devil tries to allure me and say, come on over here to the world side and won't you start operating the way they're doing things. And I'm going to tell you, the way they do things is a dead-end road this morning. And these allurements that come to every one of us on your job and at your work and young kids at your school, the devil loves to allure us over into the world side. Young ladies, can I tell you it's still right to keep yourself pure in the eyes of God? Can I tell you, young men, it's still right to treat young ladies like a lady? It's still right to let your word be your bond. And I'm going to tell you, when you are lured by these giants of life, you remember there's a Bible that God's left you. There's a Holy Ghost that lives in you. And is anybody wanting to try to live right in this day? In this, is anybody wanting to try to stay away from the allurements of this world? I want to say that there's the validity of our giant. We see his existence. Then secondly, we see his experience. Verse 4, he's a champion. You know what was the greatest day in my life when I realized that there are giants bigger than me and I better stay away from them? Because they're bigger than me. You say, some of you young people, you'll get in a car. Some of your buddies is drinking and acting crazy and you think you're bigger than that. Before long, you'll be doing exactly what they're doing. And I want to say today, he's a champion by experience. You know what that word champion means? It means that he don't lose many battles. You see all them ball players on TV? They're champions. You know why? Because they win most of the time. Can I tell you, Goliath was a champion. But I ain't done preaching yet. We better realize the giants that are bigger than us. The devil will try to trick you in anything. Anything that'll take you away from God, he'll use it. And if you're not careful, it will become a giant in your life that stands between you and your God. So we see the giant in his existence. By the way, what's the name of your giant? Some of you think so much of yourself more than you think of God. I'm going to tell you, giants are prevalent in this day and this hour. I'm tell you, a giant, it's like what Brother Kelly said, some of you know you need to be saved. And you keep pushing God away and keep pushing God away. And if you don't get saved by the grace of God, hell will be your home. The validity of the giant, his existence, his experience. He's a champion. He's trained to oppose and defeat. The devil's been doing what he's doing a long time. Then watch this, verse number 8. His, not only his existence and his experience, but his expression. The Bible said, and he stood and cried to the armies of Israel. And said to them, why are you come out to set your battle array? Am not I a Philistine, and you servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. His expression. Then not only the validity of our giant, but verse 4, the vantage of our giant. I've covered that some, but I need to get to where I'm going this morning. I want to say he's big. He's bigger than me and you. In verse 4, not only is he big, but he's very bad. He's a champion. He's won many battles. How many battles do you know that giants in our lives have won? I don't like giants, do you? You know, we was up in Mayberry this week preaching. Y'all remember the Andy Griffin show? That whole town set up with Andy Griffin. You get out on the sidewalk and they're whistling the Andy Griffin song. And so I got to think about this. Y'all remember that little segment? I've never liked, and this is where I want to get to this morning. Not only is he big and he's bad, but he's a bully. I've never liked a bully. I've always pulled for the underdog. I never liked them old bullies in high school would come back and they'd flip you on the back of the ear. I never liked them kind of bullies. They'd pick on little people. I've never liked a bully. But I noticed the other day on the Andy Griffin show, matter of fact, some of you would have more wholesome in you if you'd go to watching shows like that instead of all this robbing, thugging, and killing. Amen. But little old Opie, he is one of the cutest little fellers I've ever... One is just a prize of a looking little boy. And there was a rock wall built down there in Mayberry, and him and his little buddy was walking to school every morning. And down there at the end of that rock wall, Brother David, there stood the bully. And that bully had done got him down and got his quarter out of his pocket. And every morning that bully was sitting there at the end of that wall waiting on him on his route to school. And you know, I had this thought. Are any of you tired of that bully getting your lunch money? Are any of you tired of that bully getting what God intended you to have. And little old Opie would look at him. And he dreaded going to him because he knowed he's fixing to get that quarter out of his pocket. And little Opie, instead of fighting, he'd just walk up and he'd just hand it to him. I tell you, I'm tired. I'm tired of handing the giants in life what God's put in my pocket. I'm so tired of the devil being a bully. And I want to say something which David learned and Opie learned. There's the validity of the giant. No doubt our giant, he lives this morning. There's the vantage of our giant. He's big, he's bad, he's bold, he's a bully. But I want to say there's victory over this giant. And God showed me something, a little Opie did. He got up and he walked down there at the end of the rock wall, and there stood his bully. And he walked up to that bully. That boy said, "Give me your money." He said, "I ain't giving it to you today." The Lope rolled his sleeves up. He said, "I've come to fight." Let me tell you something. David said, "Is there not a cross?" I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of the giants in life running over the people that I pastor and that I love and my family and myself. And I'm ready to stand up and cry, "Is there not a cause?" This is something he had to do, what me and you got to do. First of all, he had to face his giant. Number two, he had to fight his giant. And me and you are never going to take care of the giants in our life till we face him and say, "He's bigger than I am. That person's bigger than..." Has anybody ever had a person that's become a giant in your life? I'm talking about somebody and they just become a giant and they consume you and they defeat you every time that you see them. I'm glad it's quiet this morning. You see, David did what Opie did. He faced his giant. He stood up and fought against his giant. But then thirdly and lastly, David had faith against his giant. You know what David said? He recollected of what God had done for him. Has any of you ever recollected of what God has done for you? David said, "The battle is the Lord's, and I know the Lord can do this, and He's going to use me to do it. But that giant's bigger than me, but I'm on the Lord's side." Is anybody on the Lord's side this morning? David looked around. He said, "Is there not a cause?" Then David looked behind. He said, "I want to tell y'all something. The same God that can defeat this giant, He delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion." The whole time he's in a valley now. The devil loves to keep you in the valley. "Miss Sherry, won't you come? I need to quit preaching." The devil loves to keep you in the valley. And boy, he screams at you when he's down there. And this thing about it, I used to make fun of depression when I was a young preacher till I got me a spell of it. Depression's real. And you know what? The devil, not only this valley of depression, but the valley of despair. This is what happens to me and my giant in the valley. He tells me, "You'll never get up and you'll never get out. And you can't get no help. And it's all right here." David looked around. He said, "Is there not a cause?" He looked behind him and he said, "The Lord delivered me that time." Can I tell you, Liberty Baptist Church, the Lord delivered us back yonder, and the same God delivered us back yonder can deliver us right now in this day and this hour. David looked above. He said, "The battle is the Lord's." And you know what he done? The Bible said that he reached in the brook and he got 5 stones out and he put them in a shepherd's bag. And I love that we've got a God that wrote a country-talking Bible. David reached in the shepherd's bag and got that stone and he slung it.
You know, God don't want us to pet on our giants. He wants us to defeat our giants. You say, Brother Ken, how do you defeat him? In the shepherd's bag. See, the lowly shepherd has everything in the bag that you need this morning. The psalmist David said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thou art with me. You're not in this thing by yourself, Mama. Daddy, you're not in this thing by yourself. If the Lord lives in you, He'll walk with you through the valleys of life this morning. In the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm so glad there's the promise of God included. You know what He said to you, and this as your preacher this morning, that's what I want to tell you before I'm done. He'll walk with you through it. He won't leave you by yourself like the devil will. You that's never been saved by the grace of God, the devil's going to leave you high and dry one of these days. But Jesus will walk through every valley with you. Now, can I be honest with you this morning? Have you got any giants you're facing you need help with? David turned and he said, Lord, I know you can help me with this. Is there anybody here this morning facing a giant that you need the Lord to help you with? I want to open up this altar. David slung it. You know what he done? He hit him right between the eyes and his giant fell forward. You know what David did? He jumped on top of him, drew out his sword and cut his head off. His name was Goliath. What's the name of your giant this morning? Is it